Gentlemen, this is MGTOW Life, and welcome to another podcast. On my way home, as usual, you guys know how it is. Just finished listening to a video, or watching a video from Hammerhand. Forgive the noise in the background, gentlemen. Got some bumpy roads out here in Southern California, because somehow those taxes don't seem to get where they need to go. You know, imagine that shit. But anyway, so doing some side streets and doing a little talking. So like I had mentioned, I had just finished watching a Hammerhand video. And it was on a community post that he had spoken about earlier. And he chose to make a video about that. It was about how society in the UK is leaning towards sperm jacking of men after they've passed away. Sure, they'd love to talk you into it while you're alive, but no big deal. You said no to it, that's fine. Hey, you know, they're going to come after you when you've passed on. Imagine that bullshit. But yeah, like he had, like Hammerhand had spoken about, there are men that feel that, hey, well, I could use a couple extra bucks. You know, they're going to pay me a couple extra bucks, you know, that you have to pay taxes on, of course. But these guys want to get a couple extra bucks to donate their sperm. And it says, oh, well, wait a second. I shouldn't be held responsible for their sperm in any way, shape, or form. And sounds great. But you do realize that at any point in time, they can change the law or adjust it in such a way where you're fucked. They can come back after you and say, hey, well, we want some payments from you. Then what are you going to do? If you got the money for a lawyer, you can maybe try and weasel your way out of, less payments or, you know, stuff like that. But it's in their best interest to get as much as they can, as quickly as they can. Not pay taxes on it, because, you know, they don't pay taxes, you do. But, yeah, they're going to come after you within 48 hours after you passed on for some sperm, and shit, it's practically free at that point, you know. Once they master the procedure and how to do it and stuff like that. It's just a huge business for them. Yet another huge business for them. So, gotta keep this one short, gentlemen. I want to say that you need to protect yourself. Yeah, I know it sounds obvious, but for those of you that don't see it as being obvious, you need to protect yourselves, gentlemen. Live as wisely as you can. I'm going to start reading the Constitution, because I don't know what I need to know about that. I'm going to start crossing the T's and dotting the I's when it comes to when I pass away. If I have resources or, you know, things that could be passed on, I'm going to see that they're done correctly. And all of us need to do that, gentlemen. We all need to take care of ourselves and take care of those we care about after we've passed on. Don't leave that to the government. Don't leave that to your ex-girlfriend, your ex-wife, your mother, people like that. If you have a choice, make the choice. All right, gentlemen, I do appreciate you taking the time to listen to my little podcast when I'm driving down the road. Took some time off to myself yet again. Left work early and stopped by the dealership and got myself some leather chaps, which I, you know, didn't need. But you never know. I could need them. I was going out to Arizona last week. And fuck, was it cold. Much colder than I thought it was. It was like I was fucking wearing shorts. Now I have a set of chaps, leather chaps by Harley, that I could wear to minimize, you know, to minimize that feeling. I feel they're going to be pretty effective. If worse comes to worse, I'll get my myself a pair of insulated jeans. But it's quickly going to warm up here in Southern California, so it's not a huge deal. It's really not. We're not going to see snow. We're not going to see me riding in the rain. We're not going to see any of that stuff. But if I ever choose to go, you know, on another long-distance ride with my brother, I'll be going to Sturgis in August. It won't be cold. It'll be hot, so I won't have to worry about chaps necessarily. But yeah, back to what I was saying, gentlemen. I do appreciate you taking the time to listen to me as I travel home. Get myself out some Jack in the Box tacos. I saw an advertisement for that earlier today. It's $3 or $4, whatever it is, for a little bucket of tacos. Got myself a beer, some tacos, maybe some hot chips, and just chill. Yet another day lived on my terms, how I want to live it, and that's what I want to do. All right, gentlemen, as always, take it easy.